Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
He was named a preseason first team All-SEC selection.
That one is ripped into the right field corner. It's down, it's up off the fence. And Moore's going to race to second base. And if he stops, he's got the cycle. How about that? Robert Moore clears the bases, and he's hit for the cycle.
He's got one of the best bat flips in all of college baseball.
And he touches that one. That is a no-doubter. As he bat flips it, and it is out of here.
And he's turning double plays and talking about the Diamond Hogs on The Buzz. It's time to talk with Razorback second baseman Robert Moore. Brought to you by Sissy's Log Cabin, Arkansas's largest independently owned jewelry store. Visit one of their five statewide locations, either in Pine Bluff, Little Rock, Jonesboro, Memphis, or Conway. Online at sissyslogcabin.com. And now, here's Robert Moore.
Yes, we do thank Sissy's Log Cabin for dropping $1.50 to give us, as Baz calls him, Big Game Bob. Get to Robert Moore on with us. And, you know, I'm going to get this out of the way right now. All right, I'm going to get it out of the way right now, guys. Saturday went 2-for-4, 3 RBIs, first home run of the season. Hogs win 5-1. Sunday, 2-for-4, 2 runs scored. Hogs win 4-0. Friday, 0-for-3 with a walk and a strikeout. Hogs lose 3-2. But that's it. That's all the negative I'm going to do. And now we've got Big Game Bob. Robert Moore, welcome to Morning Mayhem, buddy. I hope you didn't mind that too much.
How you doing? Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you, buddy. You know, it's Tuesday. 2-2-2-2-2-2-2. You know that?
I didn't know that. I guess I know it now.
Now you do. Now you do, Bob. We appreciate you being here with us. We got Steve Jenkins with Hogman's Game Day Superstore here. We'll talk with him in just a little bit as well. Myself and R.J. Hawker here. Bob, Robert, what happened? Let's just say, what happened from Friday after that loss right there? First game jitters, getting it out of the way, and then you're moving on, and you win the next two?
Well, as you know, if you look at our team, we have some guys returning, but the majority of our guys, they're brand new. And so the first time playing in front of a bunch of people, first time playing in our stadium, they probably had some jitters a little bit. And it's a team game, and if one person's off, it could affect everyone. And, just the more bats everyone got, especially day two and day three, everyone started to settle in a little bit. But the reality is, Illinois State, I mean, they're going to win a lot of games. They might be a small mid-major, but they're probably going to finish second in their conference behind Dallas Baptist, who almost went to the College World Series last year. So they didn't beat themselves. They forced us to beat them. I don't think they made an error all weekend. If so, they only made one or two. So they didn't kick the ball around. They threw strikes. They didn't walk us. They didn't put us on base. And they pitched to the strength of what they had. So they knew that the wind was blowing in. So they figured, why don't we just throw strikes and let them just bash all over the yard? It's going to blow right back in. So they were smart, and they had a good game plan. We had to go beat them.
Robert, Dave Van Horn said this last week that the Hogs still haven't been able to find that two-out clutch hit yet. To kind of spark the team and rally. A lot of times you can't teach that. You've almost got to – it's got to happen within the game. What do you see out of this team, especially with this lineup? I mean, it's a potent lineup. That two-out hit's going to come, and as to what you said, it's early in the season right now.
I believe Friday and Saturday we struggled two-out hitting, and then Sunday Zach Gregory came up huge with a two-out hit. Chris Lanzilli came up huge with a two-out hit. Brady Slavin came up huge with a two-out hit. So it's starting to come, but, I mean, hitting is the hardest thing to do in the world. It's even harder whenever it's cold, and it's even harder whenever you don't have very many at-bats. So it'll come, and the more games we play, you'll start seeing this offense just get a little better, a little better, a little better, and hopefully we peak at the right time. If you look at it, last year's team, that team kind of peaked probably around second to last week of the SEC tournament or SEC schedule, and then through the SEC tournament. The reality about this team is this team has a better chance to peak later in the season, just because we're younger. We need more at bats. Our pitching, we're going to have more arms out there. This team has truthfully a higher ceiling because But yeah, like I said, it's just kind of a different team. We don't know our roles quite yet. So it'll be fun to play out throughout the course of the week and the course of the season. I think Round Rock's going to be a great test for us.
Speaking of pitching, you know, I was pretty impressed with the starters over the weekend. I mean, Connor Nolan gives you five innings. He gave up five hits, only two earned runs. But overall on the weekend, you had Hagen Smith throw six innings. And then the duo on Sunday between between Jackson Wiggins and Cole Ramage, that's got to make you very optimistic with how the bullpen and even the starters were just in this first series.
Oh, 100%. I believe every single one of our starters at least went five innings. And if they weren't on an early pitch count because it's early in the season, they could have went more. So if we get that every weekend, we're going to win a lot of games. And Ramage has done an unbelievable job working and getting his slider back. And he said that he's increased his slider velocity by about 3 to 4 miles per hour, and that's why guys are swinging over it now. So just credit to him. You wouldn't believe how hard that guy works. And even though he's an older guy, I believe he's turning 24 soon, but you know, that guy works just as hard as everyone. So whenever you see players like that have success, it kind of unites everyone, makes everyone just want to go a little bit harder.
Raj, you know, up next they play Indiana on Friday at Dell Diamond, and I actually played a playoff game at Dell Diamond back when I was in high school, and it's it's a historic little ballpark over in Round Rock, and I don't know if they still do it, but I think they play the Texas State High School Baseball Championships there. And
what can you tell Robert about that field?
Well, see, when I played there, it was that hard AstroTurf, the stuff that like Basil played on whenever when he was there. And so I think that they've since gone with just the AstroTurf, the new synthetic stuff.
Oh,
but
no doubt.
Now you guys didn't play at Dell Diamond last year. You guys played at Minute Maid last year, correct, Robert?
We played at Minute Maid my freshman year, and then last year we went to Arlington, the Rangers.
That's right. That's right.
I know I've seen Dell Diamond. I know I've gone through there. I want to say when I went with David Hendricks out there to see his brother, we went through that area.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Well, it's not – listen, that's it. You've got Indiana, and then you've got number six as we speak, Stanford, and then the Raging Cajuns. You've got that going on out there. That's where you're going. So now you're out of the confines of your own wonderful stadium, and you talked earlier, Robert, about you got new guys, first games of the season, blah, blah, blah. What do you tell the new guys now when we're, you know, we're not at home, we're not in Kansas anymore?
Well, I think it's just something you just kind of find out as you go through it. Last year, we were an unbelievable road team, and I think our guys truthfully enjoy playing on the road just as much, if not more, playing at home, just because, you know, you get a different level of excitement. You know, at home, you're comfortable. I think there's something to be said about guys liking being uncomfortable, like having people boo them, like people not always cheering for them and trying to earn everything they get. It's a different level of fun as a competitor.
So, RJ shaking his head on that as well, agreeing on that. And I guess, you know, and forgive me when I'm talking to you guys, and RJ was a ball player, and yourself, Robert, when I'm talking about the younger guys. Yeah, you got freshmen up there that are doing all that, but they've been playing ball for quite a while, or they would not be on the Arkansas Razorback baseball team. So for me to say, yeah, but it's a different level, right? I mean, but as fans go, who's more rowdy and who more gets in your face? Or are they all the same, football, basketball, or the baseball fans, which are right there in your face? Either
you know
you
what?
Got.
Yeah. I think it's different. You know, obviously, it's baseball, so you know, it's not a football stadium, so it's not going to be 60,000-70,000 people.
Right.
It's probably going to be anywhere from 5 to 15. But you know what? Every ballpark I've been to has been a little different. So we were at Louisiana Tech last year, and you know, they could only fit like 4,000 people there in their little small ballpark.
Sound like 10?
But because of the Yes, but because of how on top of the field everyone was, you could hear every single word everyone was saying. Their barbecue smoke was going on top of the field. You know, the students were able to literally just hang on top of the railing. That was a really cool atmosphere.
That's a great
picture.
You go
to places like, you go to places like Mississippi State, and, you know, they probably have anywhere from 10 to 15,000 there, and they got the big apartments and big smoke everywhere. You can't hear anything anyone's saying because there's so many people there. So, truthfully, like a place like Louisiana Tech, that place was harder to play in than Mississippi State, just because, you know, you could hear everything they were saying.
Robert, you know, one thing you mentioned was, you know, the camaraderie of you know, getting to know the younger guys, everybody know their role. You know, one thing I always thought about was opening day was the start of all the hard work that you put in the offseason. But that first road trip is really when the bonding kind of starts because, you know, you're on the bus, you're in the hotel rooms. Yeah. Well, just go through that experience, you know, from the time you were, you know, in your freshman year and kind of what you've learned of, you know, bonding with some of the younger guys, the older guys, and what that's meant for the season moving forward.
Road trips are truthfully some of your most fond memories playing baseball and playing at the University of Arkansas, just because it's an excitement getting on a bus. It's an excitement getting on a charter. It's an excitement, you know, getting your room keys and going to practice on the road and having breakfast as a team. And, you know, it's stuff you look back on, and that's the stuff you really miss when the season ends is, you know, the stuff you obviously can't get back. But on playing on the road, I mean, you find out who's tough and who's not. So you can't fake toughness. You can't fake softness. So last year's team and the year before, even though we really didn't get experience very much because the COVID shortened the season, but yeah, that team was going to be really, really tough. Last year's team was really tough. And whenever you have tough teams that go on the road, that's whenever it's a really fun team to be a part of. So we're going to find out.
Well, first pitch on Friday against Indiana will be heard on The Buzz starting at 6:30, and Robert, it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Robert, and to RJ talking about that first pitch on Friday, you got inclement weather that's coming up that way, more freezing weather and that sort of thing, but you've got a development center up there, so, and if it's raining...
Well, they'll be in Texas, so they
well,
may not...
Well,
yeah.
That's them, but I mean, like right now, when are you leaving, and does weather have anything to do with that, or does your coach say, hey... There's no days off. You know what kind of facility we've got over here right now? Get in there and get to work. What's happening?
Well, we'll be practicing today. We'll be practicing tomorrow. And I believe we leave tomorrow. And we'll be practicing Thursday night. And we'll be ready to go Friday.
Okay. Well, there it is right there. Well, Robert, listen, we appreciate you spending time with us. We got a lot of positive feedback from you being on the show with us, and we appreciate that. We appreciate Sissy's Log Cabin for sponsoring you, and we look forward to speaking with you again next week after you come back with some more wins. How about that?
That sounds great. I'll see you guys next Tuesday.
All right. Go Hawks.